Cypress N0TR Mobile.
4CBA Mobile.
Around, Dave, headed for a home in 0TR.
I'm headed to a gas station. Turns out this thing burns gasoline for fuel, and you have to put some in it every now and then to keep it going.
Damn big horses, a lot of ponies, and a lot of dollar signs. Well, I'm looking at the Exxon up here on Highway 101. It's $1.79. We just stopped at Wally World and Taylor's, which is usually the cheapest, and it was $1.69. Or maybe it was $1.89, I think. But you know, yesterday over at Sam's at Spartanburg, it was $1.59.
Well, the place I get it's right up the hill from Walmart and Taylor's. It's on the same side of the road as Aldi, and it's it was if it hadn't changed yesterday, it was $1.66, so I'm hoping that's what it is today.
Oh, is that that place with the green sign, the palms or something?
It's on west of there. Get past Aldi toward town, toward downtown Greenville, going west, and it's right at the top of the hill on the left.
Not familiar with that, but Wally World there at Taylor's is usually the very cheapest we found around here, but today it was $1.89, is that what it was? It must have went up or took a jump, because I swear it was $1.59 at Sam's yesterday. Yeah, Bernie says it was. And at Costco's. But there was a line at both places, and that's something I just won't do, is wait on gasoline in a line.
Unless they're giving it away, I tell you. I don't know if you remember. Well, I don't think you lived here then. Back in the 70s, when we had the gas crisis, we had a station on the corner of East North and 291. Let me see if I got the repeater. And they were gouging so badly that the government made them give away gas, and man, it's right on the corner, and it wasn't a big plot of land there, so they didn't have a lot of room for cars, and so they were out in the street, and people were fighting and yelling and blowing their horns and just doing all kinds of stuff. It was a madhouse.
Yeah, I've never been that desperate. Well, I keep this one topped off. They say it's better, especially in the winter time, with the ethanol gas. And I buy non-ethanol stuff for, I'm backing up to the garage door here, and I don't want to take it out. For the lawnmower and such, and I think it's better for, and then I put that Stabil in it to make it last longer. I'm trying to see how close I need to get. I think that's good enough, and we just won't drive a long ways to save a nickel or a dime, because we don't usually use that much. Like this time I used, 6 gallons or 7 gallons. So you really don't show your best gas mileage no more further than we drive at a time. And we usually get anywhere from 20 to 24. And if we're out on the highway, it's considerably more, of course. I've gotten over 30 with this, and it's not a hybrid. Dave, DJW, is the one that gets the good gas mileage. He's got a hybrid Avalon. But we're very satisfied, and gasoline's not that big a deal, because we don't take trips or drive that far as a general rule, Dave, especially not with this COVID on. Actually, traffic was pretty good this morning. Now it's starting to build because it's noon hour. We got to go out in the truck and take some stuff down to the daughter after dinner. And so I'll let you go and talk to you later. We got to unload this Aldi's load. When Bernice goes in there, I don't even look at the ticket. I just put it on the card and go. It's free that way, I think. I wish. 73's Dave. Catch you down the line. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Nice spot here, but yeah, they're $1.79, so gas has gone up. Dadgummit. I should have filled up yesterday. All right, well, we'll see you later, and y'all have a good afternoon. Enjoy this beautiful day. A little chilly, but hey, sunshine, and it could be a lot worse. We could be neck deep in snow. 73 is N0TR KB4CPA.